Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started.
Welcome back to our conversation on root causes and rapid results. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, and I'm so thrilled to be joined by my dear friend today, Kelly Kennedy, who is a lymph and fascia expert. She's here to help us unpack all root cause related issues for lymph dysregulation. Why is the fascia so essential to understand? And what are we missing in our common understanding about terrain theory that we need to circle back and get oriented back into so that we can have those rapid results that are so possible? Welcome, Kelly. It's so good to have you here.
I just got chills as you said all that, Sinclair. Thank you so much for really getting people to understand the root causes and our beautiful biological medicine and bioregulatory medicine system. And I am so excited about talking this exact thing. Let's talk about rapid results because we are tired of people taking 2 to 3 years to get well. How about you?
Exactly.
We're not tired of it because we get people better faster than that. But I'm saying because their system gets better than, faster than that. I'm tired of listening to people that have been to all the other practitioners that have gone to 25 other practitioners that are on all the supplements. They're doing all the things. And they go, I just don't feel better still. And I go, well, yeah, because nobody handled it. From a systematic, let's handle root causes, the blockades, and then upregulate the system. Because this is amazing. It's an incredible physician. I'm not a doctor, but I have one inside my body, and so do all you. It's the best physician ever. And I love talking about nothing more than this with my good friend like you.
I know, it's fascinating. We're so aligned about this. We both love bioregulatory medicine. We're both obsessed with results. And what I know both of us, we've discussed this many times, that people don't go far enough upstream to actually deal with the original root causes. What we're calling root causes in functional medicine is actually a misnomer in many cases. So to understand those foundational disruptions to health, because our bodies are brilliant, it's never too late to heal. So let's get this all straightened out. All right, let's go.
Straightened out. Let's talk about fascia if we're straightening out.
Yeah. You want to start there? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What do you see as the common issues dysregulating our fascia? And let's also, for people that only have a fuzzy idea of fascia, let's define the function of fascia first.
Quickly, right? Because we only have 30 minutes.
Quickly.
Okay. So fascia is the frequency fabric of the body. It is our antenna to the rest of the world. And it is cellular communication as well as it's a network of communication. So fascia lays under our skin, actually gives us the structure to our bodies. A lot of people think, oh, it's our spine and our skeleton that creates our form, but that's not true. We actually embryologically begin as a zygote with a fascia, and that keeps pushing against each other. And this tensegrity concept, this biotensegrity, creates the fascia, which then holds and suspends all the organs and the bones inside of it. So essentially, we're plasma with bones and organs floating inside of us. And that plasma, which holds our lymphatics, which is the fluid that we have three times more of than blood. We have three times more lymphatic fluid than we do blood. And all of it's held together by the fascia. And that fascia holds the electricity, the bioelectricity of the body that creates the frequency of our bodies. And we are all frequency generating beings that have a physical body, but are living well in a field of energy because everything is energy. Everything that has life is solar powered, meaning it gets positive ions from the sun and it all gets negative ions from the earth. And it creates a magnetic field around each and every living organism. We are a living organism with a magnetic field that is elicited out to the world through our fascia. And that fascia allows us to be moldable and mendable and move and have pressure and form at the same time.
So yeah, it's a little bit important.
Yeah, I don't know where to stop.
That's actually the best summary of the function of fascia that I've ever heard. That's really useful because it makes it very tangible for people. So I'm really excited about this. So what do you see that ends up dysregulating fascia, and how is that a root cause for some of our more common like conditions that we're seeing right now?
Like you said before, we got to go way upstream, or we got to have perspective, right? The perspective is we can live a very long time without certain organs, and organs can regenerate. We are not a static being. We are ever changing, ever dynamic, ever evolving being that is not ever static. We're plasmic, and we're plasma. We're moldable. We're mendable. And so I'm breathing in air. I'm bringing lights in. I drank water. I ate food. That's all part of what makes up my system. If tomorrow I eat different food and I expose myself to different water, my body responds differently to all of that. And it gets different signals. And then it manifests different ways, because that's what the body is, a self-manifestation. And we take in information from all of the world. We take in all five or six senses, take in information. And then the body translates that, our lymph filters it. And then the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, not the central, not the peripheral, but the autonomic nervous system, which is deeper, which actually responds directly to all of life and then controls the peripheral and the central and all the other aspects. It communicates with this fascia in the lymph to control all of it. And so when people go, oh, my liver isn't functioning well, or my appendix or my adrenals or whatever organ isn't functioning well, I go, okay, that's the function of your organs. But how is the regulation of your body? Because the organs are only compensating for the stressors they're up against, and they never make a mistake. One of the first things that ever was introduced to me in this world of bioregulatory medicine was, cancer is the answer. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I come from a family where my father had Hodgkin's disease and had cancer 7 times. I got into this because I got into medicine and science. I wanted to be a doctor because I selfishly didn't want to get cancer. I couldn't find anybody that told me how to not get it. And my father died at 55 after having cancer 7 times and a couple strokes. And at that time, I was managing a huge injury from a car accident only a year into it. And I was on 6 medications at 20, and my 55-year-old father had died. And I was like, all right, he had cancer 7 times, a couple strokes, blood clots in the lung, kidney stones, blah, blah, blah. Add the list. I have allergies, asthma at the time, asthma, allergies, and acne. I was on 3 medications for that. Then I got in a car accident. They put me on painkillers and muscle relaxers and Valium for my stress level. I'm 20 years old and I'm on 6 medications. Then my father dies and I'm at Cornell University studying medicine going, and maybe they don't have this figured out yet. And I'm going to find a way to heal, because my instinct, my heart told me that what all the neurologists, the pain specialists, the support groups they were sending me to, the orthopedic specialists, as they took pictures and wrote scripts, were telling me that I had to manage this for the rest of my life. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is a completely vibrant being. I was a collegiate rower. I was very active prior to that. And now you're telling me to sit in a chair and go to my support groups and take my drugs. I'm thinking that's not how I want to live. And I'm going to find another way.
I would have loved to be in the room with somebody who told you that.
I did not have that best person. This person, I was in here, but I was scared to death. And I was not as expressive. I was not able to communicate like I can now. That was part of my healing, because there was an instinct in me. There was a heart in me that knew, but I didn't know how to communicate that to the world. And part of my healing was exactly that. And I don't find it a coincidence that Source had to crack my head open to get that information. I was scalped in that car accident. I have a 12-inch scar on my head that goes into a horseshoe. And after that car accident happened, 1 month, I started getting ovarian cysts, and I had 30 cyst bursts in a 10-year time period. And all that time, I was then seeing this healthcare practitioner. I was doing energetic therapies. I was pain-free, but I still had this one symptom of ovarian cysts that I could not get under control. And then enter bioregulatory medicine, and they started talking about scars. And at my first seminar, they said, we need a volunteer for scar therapy. And I couldn't raise my hand fast enough because I already knew it. I was using wheat germ oil on my scar at that time. I knew it was some kind of influence, but I didn't know the effect of procaine and neural therapy for scars. And I had a medical doctor inject that scar with procaine. And I literally felt like I had lost 2.5 inches of height. And I think my shoulders were permanently up at my ears until he did that scar. And then all of a sudden my shoulders dropped and I was like, what happened? I feel different. Mm. And I started to open up my flow, my fascia, my lymph, and optimize my wellness. And I never had an ovarian cyst burst since that day. And I will never have another one again because I know that scar is influencing my whole body. I could look at my ovaries. I could have looked at my hormones. I could have looked at my adrenals. I could have looked at my thyroid. I could have looked at all that crap, but I would have gotten lost because it was the regulation my body was trying to make a solution for the problem. And the fascia, I was scalped on my right side of my head, and Ken Segrety, all the cysts happened on my left ovary, every single one of them. I also had my spleen lacerated, which is on the left side of your body. So I had all these fascia adhesions on the left side of my body. We opened up the scar. That went away. And now I can stand up straighter. I don't need as much chiropractic adjustment. And as I've dived deep into the fascia, I realized that, and I know this from bioregulatory medicine, there are, I'm going to call them 4 blockades to healing. We probably only know 2 because we talk about scars and dental, but deep emotional beliefs is a third one. I was raised Catholic. There's some rigidity with some belief systems out there. Vegetarians that won't eat any meat because of religion or because they think it's bad or whatever. Any emotional rigidity, if you are rigid, you can break easier. If you're flexible, it's harder to break. So before the car accident, I had plenty of emotional issues. I was anorexic and slightly bulimic. And then I got into European bioregulatory medicine and I became orthorexic. I'm only going to eat and do exactly what they tell me to do and only live this way. And now I'm a flexitarian. And what that means is that I understand my body is compensating constantly for what I put up against it. And so it's never going to make a mistake. And I got to listen to my body and hear what it's telling me and look at the fact that the fascia is the communication holding it all together, communicating to every organ, every nerve. Every lymphatic vessel is communicating with the fascia. So I'm going to start there because it's the biggest thing communicating with everything. Then I'm going to look at the lymphatics and what the body's not draining out. Everybody wants a detox, right, Sinclair? Detox, detox, detox. Do you drain? I want to clean out my attic, but I need to open up my door before I do.
Yeah, I always say, please stop trying to flush a clogged toilet. It's not going to end well. We've had to restore a state of flow to the body before we ask it to deal with this backlog of environmental exposures, endotoxins, the whole fun shebang. And then you can process it out at the right pace for the body. But you got to restore the state of flow first.
And the body's job is to detoxify whatever we're exposed to. If it's not going well, it's because the drainage is clogged, because your lymph is 3 times more fluid than blood. So if the toxicants, the environmentals, the pathogens are stuck in the lymphatics, and the lymph is a circulatory system too, and it dumps into our cardiovascular system. Don't forget that. But the lymphatic system not only handles toxicants, but nutrients as well. So if you're feeling like you're deficient in something, look at your lymphatics. It's not just about what we're not draining. It's also about what we're not getting to where we need to get it to. And if a scar is involved, that creates a detour in the highway of information. And then it also creates a detour blockade lymphatically because it strangles the lymph. And so we need to open up the fascia. So if any of you eat meat and you have ever made a chicken and you lift up the chicken skin and that like cellophane-y stuff, that's the fascia. It literally surrounds each and every organ in your body. If you want a quick video on it, go to YouTube and watch The Fuzz Speech by Gil Headley. It's an old video, but it's simple and easy to watch where you can really understand the fascia. And he teaches you how to start to move. If we don't move, our limp doesn't move because it doesn't have its own pump. We have to pump it by skeletal movement and breath work. Fascia, if it doesn't move, because it's fascia is very interesting. Fascia can be a particle or it can be a wave. It can be solid or it can be fluidy. And it's super fascinating. And if I'm a golfer and I have a golf and I really work that golf swing, that the fascia is going to do different torques and everything to help my body remember what that movement is and to make it optimized. So if I'm a fascia worker, I'm not going to necessarily go in and unwind that for that person because that's beneficial to their body because I don't want to undo their golf. Right. But if I'm doing something repetitive, I'm a rower, which I am, and I'm doing repetitive motion and I'm getting to the point where I have carpal tunnel, which I had in college from rowing, and I have to wear braces and I can't move my wrist, maybe I have a fascia problem because that repetitive motion is creating inflammation in an area and stagnicities. Or I would probably say my inflammation was causing stagnicities in my fascia that just happened to circulate here at my wrist.
Your emotional stagnicities were reflected in your fascia.
Exactly.
So I had 11 car accidents as a teen. And then my repetitive compensating motion. So it's like, what happened to the fascia after that? A memory that was held in there. And then the way I moved my body afterwards, it was like these compounding layers. So for somebody who's been through something like that, where do you suggest they start in understanding, like, how do they unpack the memories that their body has?
So myofascia work is, Dr. John Barnes teaches myofascia work. He's, I don't know him personally, but I know that he's one of the only people teaching fascia right now in an organized way. And he has practitioners. He's trained thousands of practitioners across the world. I would highly recommend finding somebody that's been certified in level one and level two to start with. Also, cranial sacral fascial technique, Gillespie CFT, is phenomenal for this. But what I'm going to say, and I teach flow. They can come learn flow with me, fascial lymph optimized wellness. I forgot about my classes. Oh, yeah, I teach it too. But you got to connect with your practitioner. I don't care if they are the best of the best. If you walk in and you do not like them, walk out because they can be the best of the best, but they're not going to help you. We are emotional beings. This is a physical and emotional therapy that helps you unwind by simply placing hands on the body, elongating slowly, and waiting. This is not Rolfing. I love Ida Rolf. I think she's a brilliant woman, but I feel as though her technique has been masculinized. And now it's this concept, more pain, more gain. That is a crappy statement and completely untrue. Flow is about slow and low and allow. The body is brilliant. You don't have to force the body to do anything. It will allow it to let go when it's given space. And fascia allows us to open up spaces and allows the lymph to flow. And then the lymph can do its job. And then the nervous system, which is communicating with all that, can then communicate properly to your organs and tell your organs to function properly. Stop chasing the function of your organ if you want rapid results and go to the biggest tissue in the body, which is your fascia and your lymphatics, which is the biggest terrain in your body. The biggest environment is your lymphatics because that's what your cells are living in. So that would be like, I have a neighborhood with 17 houses and it's 100 blocks wide and it's a disaster. It's a mess. The streets are a mess. I'm going to go focus on the houses. I'm going to go look in the houses and see what's going on in the houses. While there's tumbleweeds driving by and there's magazines all over the place and there's trash all over the place. But I'm going to go look in my houses. I think the problem's in the house. The smell's got to be coming from the house. That's how insane it sounds to me when you go and look at the function of your organs before you look at your fascia and your lymphatics. Maybe not my best analogy,
but unforgettable, especially when told by you. So one of the things I want to unpack more with you is this idea of interference fields, because I think that people mention it in passing, a lot. And it's, oh, on the list of things. Mm-hmm. But I want to help people understand and help it land in their life. Like I'm thinking about when I was very ill and I was would save up my money and I would go to the new specialist. But I'd come in like this, do not F me up like anymore. Please don't crash me. And my trust was really low. It was not going well. And then I finally landed in a clinic where in my first visit, they said, you got to do this injection today. It has to happen now. And they did the umbilical pattern on me. And it took three people to hold me down. And I swear the cry that came out of my mouth was so guttural. And it was like a lifetime of pent up sadness about actually, should I be in this body? Should I do this life or not? And then it was over. And it was like a huge weight had been lifted off of me. And I know it's a really extreme reaction. And I just realized that I may have scared people away from this. But for me, it was a very profound turning point in my health where I could actually show up and become present in my body from just three injection points. Now, why would that be?
I don't have a scar. Everybody has a scar. You have your umbilical. It's the first scar. You can't get into life without it. And fascia, as we talked about, is this information highway, but also it's like your archaeologist, and it's tracking and holding on your information, and it's taking in information and holding on to traumas and patterns and protecting us from hurts we're not ready to deal with or have the capacity to deal with at that time. And when they must have tested you somehow, bioresonant some way, and found out that you had a scar that was influencing your body. Because for myself, for you, for Dr. Schaffner, for so many of us that do this work, I'm not doing anything on your body if you have scars influencing your body, because it's a waste of time, because your electrical panel is off. So it's like you have a circuit breakers in your house, and then you have the master shift, the master whatever, real good electricity panel.
Now,
you have your circuit breakers and you have the master switch. That's what it's called, master switch. Circuit breakers are when your vertebrae are out. Right. And you've got, oh, this isn't getting enough information to my liver or not to my kidneys or not to my adrenals or whatever. When you have a scar on your body and it's never been addressed, first of all, it holds sympathetic nervous system fibers. So we all resonate at about 25 hertz coming from our body, which is about 25 wavelengths. Okay. And where you have a scar, so think of your body as bright blue. Ooh, it's blue and it's throwing up this frequency of blue. Where you have a scar, it's bright red. And it's 250 megahertz. It's 10 times the amount of sympathetic nervous system fibers and energy and frequency coming out of that, because it's holding on to all that fascia. It's holding on to all that trauma that happened when you got the scars, or it's holding on to pathogens. Maybe you had Lyme disease, or maybe you had EBV and all the spirochetes are hanging out in there, weeing opportunistically to show up their ugly head when the terrain in your body is changing enough that they feel comfortable to come out of hiding. But they are hiding in your fascia waiting for you to deal with them. In the meantime, they're creating havoc in your whole body. So you have this blue and then red. When you get the scar addressed, and they address it with a needle, I address it. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't address it with a needle. I send people down the road to do that at our medical doctor, but I do it with rapid release technology. I have other pieces of equipment I use. I use Nest Health. I use my hands. I use all sorts of things, as well as sound therapy and light, because everything is a frequency. But that excess energy comes out of your body that it was holding on to. So what was that guttural scream? Was your body going, murr? And it wasn't yours necessarily. It was the information from being born that your body held on to, and it wrapped up literally in your scar. And when you could release it, that it's no longer being held onto. That scar, every time it was touched your whole life until it was injected, it was like somebody took your master switch and went off and then on, off and then on, off and then on. Every time a scar is touched, until the sympathetic nervous system fibers had been reduced by using procaine, typically, like we like to use in bioregulatory medicine, because it's a local anesthetic, but it has huge benefits. Or we do this other fascia release, and you got to keep, and then you don't just do the scar, because there's tensegrity. That scar relates to all the other parts. And so for you, after belly button, I'd be doing fascia work. I'd be doing CFT. I'd be doing flow and rapid flow, which are the two techniques I teach. And it would allow the body to completely have coherence of resonant frequencies throughout the entire body and all be back at 25 hertz. And where did the excess go? After you do scar work, you go out and ground. You literally put your feet, your hands on the ground, and all that excess energy will come out of your nervous system and back down to the earth and be recycled as it should, because it wasn't yours.
It's a really good summary. Yeah, could not agree more.
Listen, if you have a scar, and I don't want to hear, oh, it's so old, it's little, it does not matter. Every scar in your body should be done at one time, and then they should be retreated as well. I have had my scar treated on my head that first year 15 times. Every time I saw that medical doctor, I was like, let's do my scar. Let's do my scar. Why? Because I never wanted to have another ovarian cyst. And I slept on my back that night for the first time in 13 years. I only slept on my side. For 3 years after the car accident, I slept in a boy chair. And then once I started to become pain-free, I could finally sleep in a bed. But I had to sleep on my side. My left side. Never could sleep on my right side. And then the night I did my scar was done, I was laying in a hotel room and I looked over at Ian and I go, I'm laying on my back. He goes, oh my God. I go, oh my God, I'm laying on my back. Right now, I'm putting pressure on my spine and it doesn't hurt. And I'm laying on my back and that's crazy. And it's scars have to be addressed because the communication's off and you're wasting your time and your energy if you're doing anything before you do scars. Then you have to handle your dental influence. Scars are the easiest to handle. Then you have your dental influence. Do you have silver fillings, they call them, but amalgam fillings are amalgamation of silver, tin, nickel, and aluminum. If you have silver fillings, they're blockading your autonomic nervous system from communicating. If you have root canals, all of them are bad. It's a dead tooth. I'm not a dentist, so I can easily say this. But I work with a lot of dentists. My best friends are dentists. Why? Because I can't help anybody if they don't handle their dentistry. You cannot help them if they will not. Full case resolution. You can certainly help people a little bit along the way. How we got introduced to bioregulatory medicine, my husband was making great results. He was having great results. He was doing energetic vibrational work. He was doing allergy elimination and emotional release technique. He was doing whatever his special stuff is he does. I'll call it shamanism. But he does wacky stuff, right? Chinese medicine stuff, that kind of stuff, theory. So he was getting great results. And then when we were at a seminar, we wanted more information. We were really bored because there was no more new information. And we were sitting next to this guy. And essentially, long story short, he introduced us to the bioregulatory approach. So the next weekend, we drove to Marion, Massachusetts, and we went to our first class. And we learned all about this dental thing. And scars in the terrain medicine and all that. And on the drive home, it was 5.5 hours. Ian goes, hey, all those cases that we have that like they get better for a little while, but they end up coming back and they're not really resolved. Do me a favor and call them and just have them come in for a free consult. Just like, look in their mouth. I'm like, all right. So I called about 50 people. About 25 showed up. Who doesn't show up for a free consult? But get me into that zone. So we look in every one of their mouths.
You got to be ready, Kelly. You got to be ready.
Every single one of them had silver fillings, amalgam fillings. And we were like, now we got to be those people that send people to the dentist. Who wants to be the person that sends the dentist? Nobody.
Dentist people, yeah.
Honestly, I probably...
all of your teeth problems.
I drove more people probably out of our practice for that first year because I was like, we can't help people. We're not going to handle your own amalgams. And I'm at a place now that I understand this. Not everybody's ready. But what, and not everybody's body's ready to go and do that because some of those biological dentists are way more aggressive than Sinclair and I are because we understand the pace of the body and we only work within the pace of the body. Right. We know no matter how much illness you have there, if your body can't manage the die-off, the drainage, and all the things that are going to happen when that is done, there's no point in doing it. So I get people prepared to go to the biological dentist and make sure that they're ready, but then we handle. First, the biggest assault is whatever's leaking still in your mouth, being silver amalgam fillings. If they're leaking mercury gas all the time, dose makes the poison.
I've had it in my mouth forever. Why are they bothering me now?
Because dose makes the poison. and they constantly are outgassing all the time. This is not new information.
Go and look at.
If you have root canals, I'm not saying you get them all pulled out today, but you look at them and you figure out which one's the worst, where do we need to start, and what's the long-term plan for not getting any more root canals to start with, and B, how do I address the root canals that are in my mouth? And then we look at, do I have dental implants, and are they titanium? Are they antennas in my mouth really close to my brain? And do I need to address that, especially with all the Wi-Fi radiation and antennas essentially that we're creating? And so we look at that, and then we look at cavitations, holes in bones where teeth have been pulled out. And then we look at the white fillings, because everybody's like, oh, I'm good, I got the white filling. And then I started a podcast 2 years ago. I thought I knew everything about dentistry, and I interviewed Dr. Caratola, my good friend, and we start doing the interview, and he goes, I got to worry about the white fillings. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he was, and I've been working with a biological dentist for 10 years at that point. He was like, hell, a lot of them, they're full of BPAs. And I was like, oh, God, no. Now we have another thing in dentistry to handle. Because, listen, I wanted to be a doctor. I never wanted to be a dentist. I never wanted to talk about dentistry. I never wanted to look at dentists. I never wanted to look in anybody's mouth. But the bottom line is that's what I do all day long. You got to look in their mouths. You got to look at their scars. You got to handle the influences that are stopping their autonomic nervous system from healing. And what heals the body? The autonomic nervous system. We get in the way. People say, oh, Kelly healed me of this. I ain't healed me of that. I didn't heal you of anything. You did that. We removed the blockades and allowed your body to do the work.
Exactly.
And anybody that says they're a healer, I challenge you. You are not a healer.
You can provide a healing presence and the structure. Yeah. You can guide. That's it.
You are not
doing the work.
Healing anybody. That is very egotistical. I'm sorry, but this audit, this physician.
We don't like the Jesus complex in the medical industry. I'm sorry. Be in the wrong field.
Not a fan.
You don't want to go to a doctor that thinks he's Jesus?
No. We all have an ability in our bodies to heal, and we just have to allow it to do its job by removing the influences that are causing it to not. All the teeth stuff. Like, listen, I went from pre-med to pre-vet when I was at Cornell because I was a little dismayed by the medical community. No, I was very, thank God, had a great guidance in college that said, hey, just switch to pre-vet because it's pretty much the same courses, but you're dealing with animals, not humans. I was like, okay, that might help me. I think that sounds good. And I grew up on farms and I love animals and I worked at pet stores, so that worked for me. And it was not rocket science for me 10 years later, 12 years later, when I was introduced to bioregulatory medicine. They're like, look in the mouth first. Because for me, I was like, yeah, that's what you do with animals. The first thing you do is you open their mouth and you look at their gums, and their teeth, and their tongue to see how healthy the animal is. And Dr. Caratola told me about this. Prior to 1900, dental and medical schools were together. And in the early 1900s, they started to separate. And so he's working diligently now at New York University, trying to overcome that and change that and get dentistry and medical students to talk and work together, because dentists are physicians of the mouth. They work, this is their scope of practice, but they work on the whole body. And physicians don't even look at this. And that's why they're missing it.
Literally a gaping hole in their education.
Literally, along with a wimp. I had a medical doctor on my table today. Yeah. And he's internist, right? Gastroenterologist, actually. And I was working on him and he goes, that's just crazy. We didn't learn hardly anything about the lymph in medical school or nutrition. And I said to him, good for you to even acknowledge that. But you're right. It's crazy. Him and his wife, both doctors, here for 2 days. And he was about to leave. And he was like, Kel, I just want to thank you. This was so eye-opening. We learned so much. I just had no idea. And I know emotions affect the gut health. But I got to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do with this information now. Because he works at a standard office and he sees gastroenterology patients, and now he's got to think of him differently because we were talking about his jaw, worked on his scars. I was like, this is causing all the health issues for people, not the other stuff.
So interesting. Yeah. Over half the people who come to us are practitioners who can't heal themselves, and most of them are allopathic. And I'm like, I've hit the end of the road here. I have got to get some help. Yeah, and it makes total sense.
You know, and they have gone functional and they've tried to change their nutrition. They tried to change their supplements and they got a little bit better. They're still not resolving. And that's what we're talking about. You want rapid results. You want to resolve. You got to handle the foci because there's, going back, there's only six things that stress us out. Food, which shouldn't stress us out. Go listen to Zach Bush and you'll understand why food stresses us out. Because
we have a food masterclass in this week. We break it down.
Okay. So food's a problem, although it shouldn't be. Water's a problem, although it shouldn't be. So those are in our rain barrel filling up our buckets, right? Immune challenges. Now, those are the things that are actually what we're supposed to be dealing with. Bacteria, virus, fungus, mold. Body knows how to deal with those things. When given the opportunity and the removing of the blockades, body can handle bacteria, virus, fungus, and mold. That's why I started a podcast, Sinclair, because literally COVID hit. I thought I was going to get a 2-week break. Honest to God. I was like, oh my God, we get to close down the office and clean it up. I'm so excited. Week 3 hit and I was like, what? Wait, what? I'm confused. After all this time, they still don't know about their immune system. They think a mask is going to work. Oh my Lord. All right, I got to start a podcast. I don't know. I got to start educate people. I got to do my part of it. Not that I'm everything, but I got to do my part to start to educate people about this because obviously I haven't said it loud enough. And since I was a little girl, I wanted to change medicine because I grew up in a house like everybody in the last 2 years has been in. I don't know if I'm going to get it. I don't know if I'm going to die if I get it. And how the hell do I prevent it? That's how I grew up. And when COVID hit, I was like, no. You guys, that's not the way to live. You have the capacity to heal. Your immune system is amazing. I did not wear a mask except when I was forced to on a plane the entire 2.5 years. I only had COVID maybe twice. And it was like I was tired. I had a cough. And it sucked for a couple of days. And then I got better. And I've had 1,000 clients easily get COVID. Not one of them has been hospitalized. The only person in my life that was hospitalized from COVID was my mother. Because she doesn't listen to anything I do and she has a mouthful of amalgams. And yet I got her out of the hospital. Why? Because this medicine is amazing. Because I went into the hospital on a COVID floor without being vaccinated and did all my things that I do and got her to do liposomal glutathione, liposomal vitamin D, liposomal vitamin Bs, vitamin C liposomal. I had her do a sauna soul. I kissed her. I hugged her. I gave her love. That's what really heals. And I had her hit warm because she was freezing in this tiny little thing. And I turned off the stupid fluorescent lights and I brought her real food because my mother was in a hospital for COVID. And the first morning they brought her an English muffin and a cup of coffee for breakfast. And my mother's diabetic. So she had every comorbidity. They even gave her the stupid IV that I didn't want her to get, but I could only control what I could control. And I upregulated her system enough to get her to come out of the hospital. Her CRP went from 96 to 56 in one day with me there.
Wow.
Even previous, when I wasn't there, it stayed at 96. And an 82-year-old woman was probably not going to come out of that hospital. But that's how powerful this medicine is.
Yeah. So interesting. Okay, so I want to recap because we've covered a lot of territory. Let's list for people when it comes to, we talked about the lymph function. We talked about fascia function. We talked about why people aren't healing if they ignore the two. So let's recap in a way that helps them take their next step forward, like reviewing what are the root causes that can disrupt a body to create chronic illness in the context of lymph and fascia.
Scars, dental foci, deep emotional beliefs that are rigid, and radiation, electricity, Wi-Fi. It is the mode. We can't get away from it at this point. We can't do a lot of research on it except if we increase it, because where in the world can you go where you are not affected by radiation from cell phone, from 5G, from the myriad televisions and the things that are in our environment constantly, let alone all the alternating current and direct current electricity that's out there. Tesla cars, solar panels, all of these things are actually affecting our body and our fascia in more ways than we could possibly imagine. The radiation, and everybody wants to know, can you mitigate it? Not really. Can you harmonize it? Yes. What do you buy? All the things. Earlier today, I got adjusted earlier chiropractically. Otherwise, I'd pull my shungite out that was in the middle of my chest. I wear a shungite because I'm on a computer a lot right over my heart. And I have a Shoozy bracelet, which actually allows me to create PMF on my body all the time. It also has shungite, germanium, and other minerals attached to it to allow me to heal. But do all the things that you can for radiation. I'm wearing blue blockers. I don't wear glasses, but I wear blue blockers. I have a thing in the room, in the other room, called the Qi Machine from Synergy Science, which helps harmonize. I have EMF rocks under that are mined from the earth to under my desk. I do all the things. We turn our Wi-Fi off in our home every single night from 11.
That efflux on this computer that's blocking the blue light from the screen. It's in sync with the day and where you are in the world. Yeah, there's so many good things.
So start with that because it's constant. And start to be aware of it, number one. And then start to take all the steps that you need to. And then look at your fascia. Where are my scars? Can I start to work my scars? And then start to pump your lymph. And I teach people how to pump their lymph for free on my website. All you have to do is go to my website, give me your email address, you'll get a PDF. And you'll have a video free on my website. And you take the PDF and the video, print the PDF, mark it all up, watch the video 5 to 6 times before you're like, okay, now I got this. And then do this and make lymph your first line of defense. If you have a symptom, I don't care what it is, drain your lymphatics, get your body the ability to compensate better for the what it's up against, drain it out, and then pay attention to what it was. Was that a toxicant? Was that an allergy? Was that an emotional thing? What was that? And do I need to get rid of that out of my life? What is happening? And start to take baby steps. This is, you cannot do it all at once. I've tried.
I have too. I'm here to confirm that. It's a process.
When I started this, okay, let me just say this, and then this will summarize it pretty well. When I met my husband and I said, how did you help me? I don't understand. And he goes, it was energy. And I was like, what? He goes, cool, huh? I'm like, how's that guy talking about energy? What the hell is energy? I just graduated from Cornell University. He's talking about ions. His name's Ion. Does he think he's being funny? I don't get this. And then I was like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just going to stay right here until I figure. And I literally, like, stalkers, you've all been stalkers of people, right? And they have the internet like we do now. This was in 97 rather. I stalked him by showing up at his office and staging in front there. Every seminar you're at, there I am. Hi. And then within about 2 years, I started to work for him and his wife at the time. And I started to work for him and they go, oh, so you're paying free. And this is like month one. They're like, so you're paid free, huh? All right, what I want you to do is go in the other room and be. And I was like, what do you want me to do? They want you to be. You want me to do yoga? You want me to meditate? What do you want me to do? You want me to read a book? We want you to be. I'm sorry. This is back to the energy conversation. I'm confused. What the hell are you talking about? What's being? I was a very forceful, aggressive, collegiate, Ivy League rower, type A personality that was going to force her way through the world and find a way to heal. It has taken me 23 years in this world of this medicine to learn flow and to teach flow. And it cracks me up at times that I am the one that people come to that go, how do I learn how to flow and be? Because that was not me in the beginning. But what I have learned is less is more. I have learned soft and flow and allow instead of force, because these are I don't want to say laws, but the rules of physics and quantum physics and how it works. Everything is a frequency. You cannot escape frequency. Your thoughts are a frequency. Lights are a frequency. Sound is a frequency. The supplements you're taking are a frequency. Tune into your frequency. Be every day for 15, 20 minutes, 5 minutes. Give yourself the opportunity to ground. Put your feet on the physical ground. Put your arms up. I don't care the weather. Put your arms up to the sky and be grateful that you are able to access healing energy by going outside for free and start moving.
That's not so easy.
And start moving your fascia and dance and fun and have lots of love making and lots of laughter. And watch you heal and stop being obsessed. I hate to say it. I'm sorry. But stop being obsessed with watching every summon on the planet and go live your life and be happy and forget about all the supplements. Because here's the big news I got for you. From my heart to yours. That's the subtitle of my podcast. Because your heart is what heals. Love is what heals. Connection is what heals. And you connect by touching fascia to fascia, left ear to left ear. Hug the people in your life. Hold them, embrace them, and breathe. And watch your body heal. We do it to our babies instinctively when they cry. We pick them up. We hold them to our hearts. And we hum and we move. Oh, and do that to yourself and do that to others and watch your body heal.
Did that summarize it? Absolutely magical conversation. Yes.
Okay.
That's perfect. I can't wait to hug you.
I can't wait to hug you either.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.